Is the Paramatma considered impersonal? No, the Paramatma is considered to be at the junction between the personal and the impersonal. Jiva Goswami explains the progression from Brahman Paramatma to Bhagwan. He says that in his Sandarbhas, he said the absolute truth without any energies is Brahman. The absolute truth with material energies is Paramatma. And the absolute truth with material and spiritual energies is Bhagwan. So what this means is, that absolute truth without energies means, Brahman is pure existence, Satchidananda. But Brahman is simply existence. Paramatma is that aspect of the Supreme Lord who is overseeing and managing the material world. Upadrashta anumanta cha bharta bhokta maheshwara. So the Brahman is considered the impersonal aspect of the Lord. There is no reciprocation. Paramatma, there is definitely the Paramatma is offering guidance. Paramatma is observing how we are acting and is responding to that. But Paramatma is more in the mood of a judge. A judge also is a person. But a judge primarily acts based on law. For a judge to give proper judgments, you know, the judge cannot become very sentimental or emotional. They may hear emotional accounts and they should not be unfeeling. But then they have to evaluate them, and otherwise they can get emotionally manipulated also. So a judge is not a father. A judge is not a parent or a father or a mother. So in that sense, although the judge is a person, the judge is acting in a position where quite often they are required to subordinate their emotions for the purpose of jurisprudence, for the purpose of administering the law. So in that sense, there is not that level of a personal connection between the defendant and the judge. So in that sense, the judge doesn't have an exactly personal relationship with the defendant. And so similarly is the Paramatma. The Paramatma definitely is our best friend, Suhrudam, Krishna says, Sarvabhutanam. At the same time, the judge, Paramatma, is acting largely in the mode of he's a well-wisher, but he's like a well-wishing judge. He's an overseer and permitter. And when we start approaching the Lord with love, then it is more of the Krishna acting through the Super Soul. Because ultimately Super Soul and Krishna are non-different. So it is Krishna who is acting and reciprocating with us. So the Paramatma does not have pastimes as has Krishna in the spiritual world. The Paramatma may be reciprocating as a person with us, but he is reciprocating more as in the official position. He is not performing loving reciprocations of the kind that are performed in the spiritual world. So in that sense, sometimes it is said that the Paramatma is in between the personal Bhagavan and the impersonal Brahman. So he is definitely personal and he deals with us as persons, but the level of personal intimacy that is there between Bhagavan and his devotees is not so much there between Paramatma when he is acting as the Paramatma, as the overseer and the permitter. That's what you want to do? Okay, you can do it. And Krishna says that yatha mam prapadyante. So when people are acting materialistically without considering the Paramatma, then he is more or less like a judge, overseer and judge. But when we try to serve him, then Krishna says yatha mam prapadyante tam sadaiva bhajamyaham. So as all people surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So by that they will actually come closer. So Krishna also reciprocates in a very warm and personal way with them, because that's what they are interested in. So for those who are not interested in personal reciprocations, the Lord does not, he still oversees them, he still acts as a judge for them, but he does not force them into a personal relationship with him. So in that sense, he is definitely not impersonal, but he is not of the same, he doesn't manifest the same level of personal reciprocity that Krishna manifests. Krishna as Bhagavan manifests.